everybody, and welcome to Game Changers.
On the radio.
And online.
On the radio first.
And online eventually.
Was it on the radio first? Or was it
yeah, we go on the radio first. Okay. Unless I happen to accidentally put the wrong time to make sure it goes up on the internet time. Sometimes you get a preview.
Yeah.
A full episode.
Did you say the name of the show?
Yeah, it's Game Changers.
Okay. It was like, missed that part.
I'm not sure if you guys know, but we talk about video games on Game Changers.
Yeah.
The show is called Game Changers.
About games.
And we change them.
Sure. Like, no, that. I mean, in the broadest sense of the term, sure.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Alice.
And yes, we talk video games.
Yeah.
Because we like them.
I do.
And we enjoy playing them.
Yeah.
It's a hobby.
Yes. It's a hobby that I enjoy.
Yes. It keeps us out of trouble.
There we go. Us off the streets.
Who knows what I'd be up to.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I said last week that
you might be gardening or something.
Oh, doing wholesome activities?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
baking, gardening, going on walks.
No, that doesn't sound like me at all.
Yeah.
Reading, quilting.
Yeah. There we go.
Building a deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. No, I chose to escape reality instead.
Good.
And
proper choice.
Yes. So we have had some video game sales happening, and we had said that we'd never give Ubisoft all the money they ask for one of their games.
Yeah.
So I did not.
Yeah.
I bought Far Cry New Dawn.
Yeah, the fact that you still bought it is still like, you waited till they gave you it for free, because they would've.
Yeah.
I bet you
$100. No. It was,
like, $20.
I didn't spend 10.
Oh.
It was on, like, cheap on the PlayStation Store.
Oh, for how much?
About $10.
Okay.
So that's how much they got out of me.
Well, that's not bad.
The amount to license at PlayStation in their store.
There we go.
Yeah. It is, Far Cry 5 meets a Fallout situation.
No, it's just Far Cry 5. It's a sequel to Far Cry 5.
It is a sequel to Far Cry 5.
Like, it not, it, I, why at the, like, because it's a post-apocalyptic thing?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Okay, the Fallout is specific. Like, are you saying it has Fallout mechanics?
I don't get to date anybody.
Okay, so there's no Fallout, so you're just using Fallout, you're just, like, saying Fallout because it's a post-apocalyptic game.
And a sandbox game where I get to go and make weapons and, you know, go and fight rogue groups of people who are trying to survive in a nuclear wasteland, mutated wasteland, with mutated animals like in Fallout.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, there's 20 other games that do that, but all right.
Like, that's just where my mind went with this one.
Yeah, but but are any other mechanics similar?
Other than it's a first person in a post-apocalyptic universe.
No, okay. I would say this is like a Far Cry game.
It is a Far Cry game.
Yeah, it's a Far Cry game. It's a Far Cry game if you've ever played a Far Cry game.
We've talked about Far Cry.
I'll say past 10. I haven't played a Far Cry game in a while.
No.
I guess 5 was the last one I did play, and I was really disappointed with the ending, so I was sort of like, well, I don't need this in my life, and I know, I don't want to bust you, but I know that this one really tries to redeem the bad guy. Which is gross. Also, the two antagonists are two black women, which is also, like,
that's also not cool.
I feel like, once again, I like Far Cry. I haven't played the 6th one. Wait till that's actually free, and or I will get it for free regardless. But it's not a game I care to play.
Right.
At this point in time in my life.
Yeah.
It's fine. I just, Ubisoft has disappointed me. And I just don't respect them as a company.
This is fair.
Yeah, that's like my aside. Like, I think it's fine to play their games, and even finer to pirate them or not pay money for them somehow.
In any wink. Wink.
But yeah. Tell us about Far Cry New Dawn. This is just Far Cry that they've made purple. With purple flowers, right? Purple.
There's a lot of pink and purple going on here.
Yeah, it's just Far Cry. They just switched up the color palette of the flowers of New Dawn.
It made them more numerous, because there is a lot of flowers going on in this game.
Does the flower thing have to do with the previous flowers in Far Cry 5?
I have not found evidence of the previous Bliss flowers going on.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if that was, like, a reason why.
They have a lot of, like, aesthetic similarities, but I haven't come across any of the mechanics of them.
Oh, okay. So, just Far Cry 5 was a... All the other Far Cries had been about a white guy going to, like, brown people land and killing brown people, or... but this one was, you get to choose your character, and it was in, quote-unquote, America, but they were very gutless, and they wouldn't call them, like, fundamental Christians or whatever, because that, like, that's what they were.
That is exactly what they were, was apocalyptic, end of days, yeah. Fundamentalists.
Yeah, so, but they were like, no, just say it.
And this was before the current controversy of Ubisoft came out, before Ubisoft had said, we don't have anything political to say about our games.
Yeah, The Division. They're so silly. Far Cry, it's like, once again, you say Metal Gear doesn't have anything to do with politics, Fallout doesn't have anything to do with politics, Dark Souls doesn't have anything to do with politics. None of these franchises, no.
Have nothing to say about any sort of...
Broader issue. Yeah. No.
No.
It's not important.
It's not.
Me shoot gun. Gun go boom.
So, this game takes place 17 years after the ending events of Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
Which, I'm going to spoil it, you had two different endings, and both were bleak.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't remember. There was two endings?
There was two endings, depending on choices you made. You could either go and arrest the end game boss,
mm-hmm.
or you could just walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Neither were good.
And neither were good, because one resulted in pretty much ending all of the characters on the good side, because brainwashing happened.
Yeah, right.
And the other one was, you got caught up in what is known as the collapse, where all throughout the entire world, bombs went off, and you were thrust into nuclear winter.
Okay.
So, this takes place 17 years after that collapse. The winter lasted about 6 years, and then everything on the surface did sort of survive, but were mutated.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were living in bunkers, especially in this area, Hope County, where there was a lot of...
There is bunkers.
Yeah, there was a lot of preppers.
Yep.
So, that is what the survivors were the people who were preppers, or the kids of preppers.
Okay, yeah.
You
play as your previous character, or no?
You do not play as your previous character.
Okay.
You play as the captain of security to a guy named Thomas Rush, who was going around the country to help set up settlements of survivors.
Okay.
Because you are the captain, you are known as Cap.
Okay. Oh.
That All is right. your nickname that you're going by.
Sure.
Your nameless nickname.
Sure.
You are on a train heading to Prosperity, which is the settlement in Hope County, and your train gets attacked by the highwaymen.
Okay.
That's this rogue band of survivalists who are just trying to steal resources and recruit people to their cause or destroy them.
Okay.
This is where we get our two main antagonists that we saw and we were complaining about.
Yeah.
Mickey and Lou.
I think they're... I just feel it's... I don't like sympathizing, especially with like the main antagonist of Far Cry 5 is literally like he kills his baby. Like he's not a redeemable, like there's no redemption in that, and I don't like how they end it with you having to be forced to hang out with him, I'll say. And then once again, that's my main, like, I'm yeah. like, really? We're redeeming this guy?
Yeah.
The guy who killed his baby?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Because of the end of days were coming and he had predicted this.
Yeah,
yeah, whatever. So, that is your situation. Your whole train gets wiped out by these highwaymen except for you and this Thomas Rush character.
Okay.
He gets kidnapped, you get kicked over a cliff.
Yeah.
As what seems to happen a lot to protagonists in Far Cry games.
Well, I feel that they think that that's a good way to kill someone. Like, you know, like, at least, like, let's go back to Fallout New Vegas. At least shooting someone in the head, it feels like a way that you are trying to keep them dead for real reals. In Fallout New Vegas, you just happened to be, like, you just lucked out some hardcore. But I'm just saying, like, Far Cry, they don't, like, ever just shoot you right off the bat. They just, and that's fine. Like, obviously, it's for the story. Your character has to live.
It's sort of like they're very lazy about the job of killing off your main character.
Well, finding a reason why your character's alive, right? Yeah.
It's cheap. But you are saved by Carmina Rye, who wasn't technically in the previous game, but her parents were Nick and Kim Rye. Nick was the specialist who did the airplanes.
The flying? Yeah, I was like, you got to name her or something.
Yeah, and I don't think you got to name her.
I think so, yeah. You got to help name her or something.
Oh, I'm she's
pretty sure. It was very cute. Yeah.
And also, he switched the name of his flight company from Rye and Sons to Rye and Daughter when he found out.
Yeah,
which was quite sweet, too,
I think. Yeah.
Personally. So, yeah, she is your first companion, your first specialist who will help you go and take out the different settlements, the different,
area, whatever, bad guy camps.
The camps, yeah.
And, well, I mean, this is a thing in Far Cry. Like, well, Far Cry 5, I guess, maybe is the first one that really introduced you having little friends, like, or companions.
And that was the thing, like,
yeah,
you got all these specialists, and you could also recruit animals.
Yeah, like, you have a dog or a bear or a cougar.
Yeah, so you get a dog in this one and a wild pig or a boar.
Okay, yeah. Is that it?
That's it. You got three in the last one and only two in this one, and you had a whole slew of them in Primal, which makes me sad that they are reducing the number of animals each time.
Well, this is a spinoff.
It is a spinoff,
And Primal is, like, it's a bad game, Megan. Megan, it's the worst Far Cry by far.
It is, but also I also enjoy it, and it's a guilty, terrible pleasure that I also got for free. So, So I've gotten to the point where I've recruited a little old lady sniper named Nana.
Okay,
I love her. She, you can't get her until you beat the shooting game, and I finally beat the shooting game. She does replace Jess Black, who was my favorite character from before.
Okay.
So that's as far as I have right now. I've got Nana. I'm starting to build up my settlement back up. I'm enjoying the exploring part of it. It's pretty much it is still the map of Far Cry 5, just everything is wrecked and brightly colored.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. So I am enjoying it. I kind of wish that they had given me the same amount of specialists, the same amount of animals. It's like they took some stuff away to make this game.
Yeah, but, I don't believe this game was originally full price.
It wasn't full priced. It was at the $55 mark here.
Yeah, I'm like, it wasn't originally a full priced game. I think it's just one of those, like, paid DLC almost situations, in a way.
Yeah.
Like, you could say that, I guess. There was DLC 4. Like, there was a... What are they called? Packs. The things that you pay for. That season pass. That's what it's called.
Yeah. Where you have...
Football.
like zombie packs. There was like a zombie survival one.
Yeah, well, like the season pass will get you everything, sort of thing, right? You pay 20 or whatever amount, and then they're like, here's all the things for this year, though, or this. I don't know why they call it a season. I wonder. I'm like, is it only it's for a couple months?
I've never spent money on the season pass. I don't want the idea of having to pay a yearly subscription thing? To pay to get this stuff, if that's what they're calling it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think, like, as far as, like, DLC, like, if DLC comes out, I'll play it. I'll be like, yeah, wee, DLC. I'm having fun. But, like, we'll do that aside. Like, because usually season passes is also, like, they give you, like, maybe extra weapons or, like, fancy stuff. Like, and sometimes you don't want the fancy extra stuff to, like, you know, you just want the raw experience of a video game, right? Like, and I get that sometimes you buy the stuff. Like, sometimes I will get deluxe editions because maybe it gives me a fancy toy or something, right?
And that's okay.
And I would say, like, and then 90% of the time, like, it's like, they do give you, like, say, I know this for Death Stranding, like, they give you special skins and hat and stuff, right? I don't think I ever put in the code for that, just because, like, that wasn't why I bought the giant expansion pack, right? Right. That wasn't why I was here. I wanted the baby in the tube.
The physical thing that you have.
Yeah, well, exactly. Versus, like, I get that sometimes people are very excited about, like, you know, shiny gold weapons or shiny gold hat or whatever because you paid more money for or pre-ordered or whatever. Like, I think it's fine, but at the same time, I don't feel it's necessary. Like, once again, it doesn't necessarily enhance my experience of video game.
And sometimes it does make things a little too easy.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, there's a lot, like, speaking of Ubisoft has a lot of, like, the Assassin's Creed, they give you, like, 4 different editions. And one of them has, like, I don't want to say one, but maybe more than one, but they have multiple things where you can basically, like, it ups your XP for, like, an hour, right? Or you get, you know, like, so they give you things to make the game easier, which, once again, for some people they might enjoy that, but at the same time, I think there's ways of making the game easier without having to buy, like, or add another $20 onto your video game.
Yeah.
Like, for, like, Horizon Zero Dawn literally is, like, a story mode where you can just play the game and not worry about dying.
Cinematic modes in games have been just so
good.
Good.
Well, I appreciate, like, once again, because it does let people who maybe just either are not that into video games or not into video games in general but want to experience a story, or people with, like, accessibility issues, you know, it just makes it so much easier. Just people who just want to do the story or are like, I'm too lazy to play the whole game. Well, not lazy, but I don't want to play the whole game. I can't commit this time.
I don't have the time or the energy or...
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think it's... I don't think it's a bad thing to have one of those kind of modes. Like, anyone's... Even, like, getting difficulty. Like, Dark Souls could have an easy mode. Mostly for the fact that there is, like, a really... quite fascinating story that lots of people don't get to experience because it's a hard game. Like, I get, and then at the same time, I'm like, I understand people are like, yeah, but we like it this way. And I'm like, well, yeah, you can play it that way, and other people can play it other ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's one way to play something, but...
What would be really cool, because the world of Dark Souls is so in-depth and neat, I wish they had, like, novelizations.
Yeah, I was even thinking if they just had a mode where you could just turn off the aggro or something and just walk around. Because a lot of the times I just want to look at stuff in Dark Souls and not sort of have... Or Dark Souls, Souls-like game, blah, 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 blah. I want to look at stuff because it's very pretty. It's cool to look at. There's lots of details that, like, the video game developers have put in. Like, in... Obviously, they want you to see them, but, you know, it might not be the way they want.
I love the fact that even in the backgrounds, some people have broken the boundaries and have been able to go over and check out. They make miniature cutouts of the background villages, cities, towns, castles.
Oh yeah.
Let me have a debug mode just to go and explore.
I mean, I don't. You can do that if you have stuff on PC. Like that, I think that that's very doable. But I'm more thinking of just sort of like a chill mode where you can just sort of like walk around.
The Dark Souls walking tour.
A little bit, or even Elden Ring, like just so once again, because there's lots of just cool things to look at, and you would like to do it, and maybe once again, like. You don't have to kill everything, but sometimes, once again, I want to look at the things that are trying to kill me, and because they're cool looking, and can't necessarily do that if, like, 45 things are trying to murder you at the same time.
I had this magnificent mental image of a tourist mode where you have a fanny pack and are armed with, like, those selfie sticks as a sword instead, with socks and sandals as you're walking around the world.
To be honest, like, there's part of me that understands, Elden Ring doesn't have a photo mode, but at the same time, I would love if it had a photo mode. It would be very nice. You could just disable it for PvP or, you know, like, stuff like that. Boss, well, I would love to see boss fight screen cap, though. Like, which is too bad, but I think it would hinder gameplay and flow as they want sort of thing. Like, they want an experience, like, from start to finish rather than you, like, pausing in the middle. Which, once again, some people hate, and I can totally, totally understand. In Elden Ring, I'll put myself in a safe spot if I need to not be attacked or whatever.
But, and sometimes it still happens anyway.
Well, I put myself I'll sit down at a site of grace. I'll be smart about it.
No wacky wild adventures in the middle of a field somewhere that you think is empty.
Well, I'm pretty good with figuring out if things are empty. You could, like, once again, games like Elden Ring are pretty, or Dark Souls, like, you can tell. Because there's the scary music, and the scary music means that someone's still alive and they're trying to kill you. But yeah.
That's happened to me many times in this Far Cry game, where a scary music starts and it's a badger off in the distance.
Wow, they just see you, like, from, like, 45 meters away.
Yeah, and I'm like, why is the music really intense? I'm not near anything. And then, like, a minute later, then I hear the chittering, and I'm being attacked by an animal.
Are they badgers or wolverines?
I guess they're wolverines. There's also skunks that come after you, too, and they do the same chittering sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like in Far Cry 5, did they have wolverines?
Yeah, but they were normal colored wolverines. These ones are like albino, weird looking wolverines.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you gotta make them a little fancy because it's the apocalypse.
All of the deer are albino. There's no normal colored animals in this game anymore.
That's interesting. Does it hurt your eyes?
It kind of gives me an annihilation feeling.
Yeah, but I mean,
like, it doesn't.
But I'm just saying, like, with an annihilation, like, I'm watching a movie versus a video game, that it's like I'm walking through these colors consistently.
It's
like, do you think it could hurt people's eyes?
It could hurt people's eyes. Okay. It is a lot of very bright neon colors.
Interesting. Is there a mode you can turn down the colors?
I haven't played with the mode too much because I haven't really. It hasn't bothered me too much, but I can imagine this being an issue.
Yeah, I was like, you should check out the accessibility issues.
I should check out, and I will come back to you next week with the accessibility issues if I find them.
And have finished the game.
I'm guaranteeing nothing. I know how I do this.
Yeah.
I'll finish a game someday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds fake.
It will happen someday.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is what I've been playing for the last week.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
what do I play?
Yeah,
nothing. No.
No.
I've been playing Satisfactory, sort of.
Oh yeah, that is a game that we played.
Yeah. Like, it was part of the Ukraine bundle, so, like, it was a game that were just, it's fine. I'm playing it because we're playing with friends. I don't understand it. It's one of those building games where you're on an island. It's similar to Scrap Mechanic to me. I find it, I guess, a little easier. There are, like, less mechanics for your, like, character to manage, but there's way more wacky stuff. But it's kind of, I like it because it's a cool, there's a pretty big exploration aspect of it. It is in early access, though, so it's not done. There's, like, literally, like, works in progress on the map that you can find. I consistently have an issue where, like, there is a giant nut in the sky. Like, there's these nuts you can eat, and there's just a big one floating in the sky. And that's, yeah, like, it's pretty, it's glitchy, but it's not bad. It came out in 2019, so it's been in early access for a bit. But, like, whatever. I think games can sort of, like, I'm kind of fine with games being worked on or things being added to them consistently. Once again, as long as I've already paid my one price for it, and they are just like, here's another update. Here you go, person. I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that.
That is a good thing with a lot of indie games, is they will do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, instead of, like... Like, once again, if an indie game is, like, potentially really good and they consistently give me free updates or whatever, and then they're like, hey, we got some DLC, I'm like, sure. You know what? I will buy your DLC because you have treated me very well, and I am excited for the rest of what you have to offer, right? Like, it's pretty easy.
I think I'll give this game another fair try when... I get the urge to play a building game because I came into the game that we have with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find much for me to really do or contribute because I was still learning. I think once I start at the very beginning, I'll be able to do a bit more.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I started after everybody else as well, and I'm fine. But yeah, and I haven't done... all I've done is just explore. Like, I don't think it's a game where... Like, granted, you could learn how to do all that stuff, but no. Bad mm-hmm. excuse. You just look more for stuff. Just look for stuff. It's just an exploration game.
All right. Yeah. I'll give it another fair try.
Like, yeah. Personally, like, if there's things I need made, I will either try and look them up or I will get my friend to make them. Because in that game, I just want to look around at stuff. Yeah. Like, it's fine. It's just chill. It's a good-looking game, too, for what it is.
It is, and... You can get dogs.
Sort of. I've tamed, like, at least 6 dogs, and I don't know where any of them are. Like, there's a problem. Like, once again, early access game. Maybe they'll fix it, and then maybe I'll have just 6 dogs following me around all the time. Be interesting. I've definitely tamed a bunch of them because they just consistently disappear. Mostly because, like, the character moves pretty fast. Yeah. And there are, like, lots of steep areas. Like, your dog is just, yeah.
It looks like a lobster dog. It's a lizard.
It's a lizard lobster. Well, I guess he's lobster looking because he's, like, good in pink and red.
And has that weird lobster look, like, texture to him.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. They're lizards.
Yeah.
It's cute. Once again, I have 6 of them. Where are they? I don't know.
They're just random domesticated lobster lizard dogs.
They're just wandering around this alien land. I miss them.
And that was satisfactory. So yeah. If you want to go and build and explore and check out a very neat and very pretty game,
yeah,
go for it.
It's pretty complex, though. Like, once again, I maybe have scratched... No, I haven't even... Yeah. I made, like, 2 things, and I'm like, yay, that's all I need, goodbye.
I'll make 1 thing, and then I'll claim that I've beaten the game.
That'll
be my goal.
That's a good plan.
All right, everybody, that's everything we got for you for this week. You know what? Keep changing.
Bye.